Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. How many family stories do you have? It's probably never quite enough. At least I feel that way. On this episode, Bob and I talk about some of the stories that I've heard, not only about my family, but of my heritage. Enjoy. There's definitely some stories I think I missed out on, like learning a little bit more about how they came to the U.S. and the stuff that went on and trying to figure out who our distant cousins are that don't talk to us anymore because of falling outs that they had with,
previous
my
people,
grandparents.
Do you think they would extend that grudge to the future generations?
I don't know. I'd like to think that they don't, but it's so hard to tell. Yeah. Like, because that becomes part of your family lore, like these jerks who, and you talk to both sides, like according to my aunt and my grandmother, on my dad's side, it was the fault of the family that came over. Like they came over and they were super mean and just expected everything. And we paid for them to come over. And I've heard tale that they were brought over and then my aunt and my grandmother lorded over them, where it was them who were expecting things to happen. And like, oh, you're only here because of us, so you should be grateful.
Wow. This is what a fascinating novel that would make. To have the story told from both sides.
Oh yeah,
and then to actually kind of figure out what was the reality of that situation.
Happened. Yeah,
holy cow, that's fascinating.
I'm curious about that.
My family just wasn't that close to this generation. My family wasn't that close to immigrating to the country. My grandmother's father, so my great grandfather.
Oh okay.
Lived in Italy.
Gen.
Patty's grandfather was born in Italy, and her grandmother was born in Italy as well. So she's half Italian and then half Irish and English. So we're mutts.
Yeah. A couple of generations down as opposed to like
right there.
Half a generation for me since I was born in Canada but raised here.
That's it. That's it. And when's the last time you been back to Canada?
4 or 5 years ago.
And
like to Niagara Falls.
Okay, you didn't go to
Canada.
Where did you live in Canada?
They came over when they moved over, it was Montreal.
Montreal, okay.
Yeah, right. So they moved over in 1948 and they moved down in 1973.
Wow.
Because they moved down the year I was born.
Right.
So I know exactly when they moved down.
That's amazing. That's cool though. I just was always curious about that because I always had this nebulous Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada is a big place.
It's a very large place.
So now,
with 17 people in it.
Over 14 million miles. Did your parents ever speak any French?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool too.
So
three languages then for your parents.
So they were learning French from Greek and then they also learned English. And so
how did that work out, learning French from a Greek?
Oh, probably not well.
Oh, no. I mean, what's like, did they only associate with Greek people?
There was a big Greek population there. Okay, so that's one of the reasons they ended up in Montreal is because they knew people who had moved there. So there was a little Greek town. And so they ended up there. And, you know, they could slowly learn it. They went to school and they had to learn it there.
Yeah.
And that had to be really hard because there's no connection between Greek and French.
No.
So like at least Italian, you're going into those Latin roots. Same thing with French.
Yeah.
I would imagine German to French is probably difficult too for the same reasons.
Now French and Italian are romantic languages.
Yeah.
Greek is not romantic.
It's like the Greeks were like, we're just, like, not only do we have our own language, we're not going to let anybody else extend on it and create their own language from that. And like all the Latins were like, yeah, take it. Here you go.
Right.
Latin, it's dead. Create French, create Italian. Go for it.
Hey, but guess what? Latin itself is dead. Greek is not.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So maybe it was a survival
thing.
So
we
thing.
Won.
I mean, really, you think about it. Okay, you've got all these, you know, these muddle bloods of different languages that came out of Latin, but Greek is Greek, baby.
Greek is Greek.
So, and has the Greek language evolved as far as you know? I mean, is it just trying to stay classic?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how different it is from like that classic Greek. Like if you were to go back and get the Iliad in original Greek, how different it is.
Well, there's no word for streaming in the Iliad.
Sure there is.
Is there? I mean, is there?
Because when you're peeing.
Oh,
there's a lot of peeing in the Iliad. Not many people realize that. If you read it in the original Greek, because what else is there? I mean, those guys were on the boat for like 75 years trying to get back.
I think you're probably right.
Wait, was that the Odyssey?
I get the two confused, to be honest with you. I loved them, though. Those were, I took Greek mythology in high school because I loved those characters so much. I loved Ares. I love because he was such a jerk. He just wanted to kill everybody. And Hades was such a beautiful manipulator. And Zeus was just horny all the time.
Yep.
So all those different characters. And in my imagination, they all had fantastic bodies.
Yeah. I like how you went Ares, Hades, Zeus.
Yeah.
Wanted to kill everybody. Lord of the Underworld. Super horny.
Well, that's what made it interesting to me as a teenager. Why else am I reading these things? It isn't for the history, right? I want to hear about the god that lands on the planet and seduces all the women in the form of a horse. Yep. You know, it's like,
that is Maury Povich level stuff right
and
there.
And I want to know what ambrosia tastes like, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it's the food of the gods, I'm thinking they have the choice of anything. They can create anything. This must be pretty delicious. So there. So I'm glad that we had this conversation. But I can't believe this is our first real conversation about Greek mythology.
Oh, I'm sure we've talked about it before.
Have we?
Probably.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe. History and culture. Two things you can count on from your daily dose. The more I look at the stories of the Greek gods, the more I'm convinced that they were the first soap operas. All the sex and violence and drama. I'm sure somebody in all of Greek mythology had an evil twin or developed amnesia. Gods know they were sleeping with each other. I know this is a gross oversimplification of ancient tales, but we only have so much time. That does it for this epic episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.